The International Olympic Committee is postponing a hearing on the fate of two Greek Olympic track stars. Kostas Kenderis and Katerina Thanou missed a drug test yesterday. There was concern the athletes skipped the tests intentionally and could be barred from the Olympics. Then came word of an apparent motorcycle accident. The two are now in an Athens hospital. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on events that have shocked and saddened many Greek citizens.
The sunrise in Athens today cast a soft orange hue on all the white stone houses and buildings that dominate the city's landscape. Just another beautiful Greek morning, yet a morning unlike any in recent history. This, after all, was the day of the opening ceremony, the day when an Olympic spectacle would show a doubting world that the Greeks, indeed, could put on the biggest global event of all. If the day went as planned, the criticism about unfinished construction and inadequate security measures would vanish in the euphoria. But as soon as people started switching on their television sets, it became clear that Plan A was in trouble.
Kostas Kenteris is the most famous athlete in Greece. 200 meters champion at the Games in Sydney 4 years ago, he'd been hoping for further success in front of his home crowd. Now, though, his participation in the Olympics is under threat.
For those who missed the BBC broadcast, morning Greek newspapers sounded the alarm. Kenderis and Thanou hang by a thread, read one headline. Another said, Kostas, Katerina, you owe it to the Greek people to prove you're clean. Suspicions about doping have swirled around Kostas Kenderis and Katerina Thanou since last year when they missed an out-of-competition drug test. Yesterday, drug testers showed up at the athletes' village in Athens and couldn't find the two. Greek team officials insist the athletes filed a written notice saying they'd be away from the village. Then a curious story got stranger. Reports say Kenderis and Thanou were involved in a motorcycle crash. Rumors flew. People wondered if the crash were real, or was it a smokescreen to protect two athletes who'd won Olympic medals in 2000 and become heroes in Greece? At Kolonaki Square in central Athens, there was shock and disappointment.
We are disgusted with Kenderis and Thanou. How could they not show up for the anti-doping control? It's suspicious.
Yeah, I think they should be disqualified if there's the shred of evidence that they're on drugs. And the Greeks should do it and make an exemplary decision, action, however you want to call it, and take them out of the team.
But a man who gave his name as Philip said he hoped the brewing scandal doesn't take away from the Greeks' massive Olympic effort.
It's just an immense feeling of pride we have, I think, as a nation. I saw the flame the other day and I got tears in my eyes. I never thought this would happen. So.
That's the kind of reaction International Olympic Committee President Jacques Roga wants to hear. At a news conference today in Athens, he seemed to minimize the controversy.
The games are much stronger than individuals. And we've had very widely publicized doping cases before. They have not tarnished the quality of the games.
But with security helicopters circling overhead and reporters crowding into a downtown Athens hotel, one had a sense that the Olympic officials meeting in the hotel were taking everything quite seriously. With the clock ticking toward the opening ceremony, and with the rumor floating that Kenderis had been picked to light the Olympic cauldron, the defining moment of an Olympic Games, those officials needed to make a decision. And they did. Kind of. With Kenderis and Thanou stuck in the hospital, the IOC postponed the disciplinary hearing until Monday. But the athletes' fate could be decided even sooner. Greece's Olympic Committee has called an emergency meeting for tomorrow. Reportedly, one of the topics to be discussed is whether Kenderis, facing a possible doping violation, should withdraw from the Games. Kenderis and Thanou are expected to recover from their apparent motorcycle crash injuries. Their reputations and a nation's psyche might take a lot longer to heal. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.